Hello, my name is Carlota Helvas and I'm going to talk about graphene-based materials GBM for photoimmunotherapy of skin cancer. Skin cancer is one of the most common types of cancer worldwide, responsible for over 19 million new cases and almost 10 million deaths in 2020. Current treatment options include surgery, radiotherapy, and chemotherapy. Each possesses poor aesthetic outcomes, many side effects, and high recurrence rates. Therefore, the research of new therapies is required. GBM have great biocompatibility, high surface area, and ideal light-to-heat to conversion. Here we propose a combination between GBM with an immunotherapeutic drug, ID1, for skin cancer photoimmunotherapy. As shown in section 2, GBM were produced from graphite powder through modified Hummer's method to obtain graphite oxide. Graphite oxide was sonicated into nanographene oxide, GON, and reduced nanographene oxide, RGON, was obtained through photoreduction of GON. In section 3, there is present GBM characterization. GON and RGON present a size around 200 nanometers, and as shown in UV visible spectra, RGON will present a shoulder peak around 300 nanometers, proving the successful reduction of GON. Heating curves of GON and RGON at 100 micrograms per milliliter after 30 minutes irradiation show that RGON have a higher light-to-heat conversion than GON. For this reason, RGON was the material chosen for the biological studies. In section 4, it is present the experimental setting for the biological studies. After 10 days of culture, the isolated monocytes were stimulated. The controls used were the unstimulated control, M0 macrophages, a pro-inflammatory control, M1 macrophages, and an anti-inflammatory stimulus, M2 macrophages. The materials, RGON, ID1, and RGON with ID1, were heavily then tested against M2 macrophages to see the ability of the materials on counteracting M2 macrophages polarization. Macrophages were irradiated for 30 minutes. After 13 days, macrophages were collected for flow cytometry, ELISA, and morphology evaluation. In section 5, we present the flow cytometry results. Regarding the CD86 and HLA-DR, both pro-inflammatory markers, there wasn't any generalized increase of the mean fluorescence intensity of these markers when comparing to IL-10 stimulating macrophages. Regarding the CD163, the anti-inflammatory marker, where macrophages were treated with the materials, there was a significant decrease of cell surface expression of CD163 when comparing to M2 macrophages. This decrease was significantly higher when combining both materials. In the presence of light irradiation, a similar pattern was observed for all of these markers. In section 6, we present the ELISA results. When macrophages were treated with ID1, there was a significant increase in the secretion of IL-6, a pro-inflammatory cytokine, when comparing to M2 macrophages. This increase was significantly higher when combining both materials. When macrophages were treated with RGON, there was a significant decrease in the secretion of IL-10, an anti-inflammatory cytokine, when comparing to M2 macrophages. This decrease was significantly higher when combining both materials. Irradiation does not seem to have a significant impact in the macrophage modulatory potential of RGON and ID1. In section 7, we present the morphology of macrophages. When macrophages were treated with the materials, their morphology resembled more the M1 macrophages. Morphological characteristics were not affected by the 30 minutes irradiation. To conclude, the combination of both materials can act synergistically to reduce anti-inflammatory macrophage response and secretion of IL-10, an anti-inflammatory cytokine, while increasing the secretion of IL-6, a pro-inflammatory cytokine.